Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I want to talk to you today about the good with the bad. And first, before I do, I want to tell you that I'm sitting by a lake, and we're blessed to be able to have a few hours of peace and quiet by a lake after being out preaching yesterday, and the water's kind of hitting the rocks once in a while. So if you hear that, you know, that's just a blessing from God to have that in my background. And there's a whole bunch of snails floating by in the water. It's amazing. They're like two inches big. I mean, they're pretty awesome. But anyway, I want to talk to you today about the good within the bad. And what this is going to refer to is when we go out in the streets and we're holding gospel signs and we're preaching, especially at events like we were just yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm losing track of my days. They kind of blur together. But anyway, it was yesterday. We were out there for pretty much about 5 hours walking around holding gospel signs. Brother Jim was preaching, handing out gospel cards, talking to people. And when we post our videos, you're only seeing a small part of the picture. And sometimes the videos don't always paint the whole picture. Sometimes it's like absolutely horribly wicked, and we don't show all that. You know how wicked the world is, so we don't need to be portraying all that. Yes, there is wickedness within the videos that we show you, but nothing more than what you're going to see if getting glimpses of it going through your life anyway. So we show those, but you don't always get to see the good witnessing that we have. And let me explain a little bit. You know, when we're out on the streets, we've got body cameras on for safety reasons because people lie about us, say that we were grabbing people, chasing, yelling, whatever. It's just for our good witness. If the police need to see something, if it were to ever come to that, we are blameless and spotless. And I also use a video camera. If somebody comes up, if they're talking, fine, I might put it on their feet or maybe just do an audio. But as soon as it becomes contentious or it's a false teacher or somebody who really wants to push against God's word, then I put them on video. So oftentimes you see the bad side on the videos. You see us walking through the crowds and people mocking and ignoring and whatever it is that they're doing. You see all the worldliness, the carnality, the wickedness. But like I said, you don't always see the good. And what I wanted to do today was I wanted to share with you from yesterday what was the good within that bad. So as we were out there, there was a young couple that came up to us, and they were very, I'll just say, unique looking as of today's cultures, with different colors, hair, and this and that and whatever. Very nice, very kind, very respectful. Brother Jim was able to witness to them for roughly 20 minutes, I'm going to say. And the man, it was a man and a woman, and they were very, I would say, in their late teens, I think, or something. Anyway, Brother Jim got to witness to him, and toward the end, he admitted, he said he was like an atheist, and Brother Jim talked to him about it. But you know what? This young man saw through the culture. This young man was very kind, very appreciative, and it was a really, really good talk. And I think we might have an audio of it. I'm not really sure. I have to see, because we usually try to capture everything that goes on, like I said, for witness, and we don't always post everything. But I wanted to share that with you. Out of all the wickedness, that was something good. Another good thing that happened was, as we were walking and Brother Jim was preaching, there was a small group of teenage girls. And a couple of them were like grabbing hands and saying, "We're gay, woohoo," and they were mocking. Well, Brother Jim had been approached by a man, and he was witnessing to the man. And these teens apparently were with this man, and they stood there and listened. And then when Brother Jim was done talking to the man, one of the young women asked Brother Jim a question, and he preached the gospel to them. They were very polite then. I don't know what went on there. But they stood there, and they listened, and then they went on their way. So that was good within the bad. Let's see, another one was, what we find is the unlikely people are the ones who are interested or want the gospel cards. You know, they might be the ones that society looks down on. They might be racial issues that society has against people. Tattoos, rough looking. You know, the ones, when you think about the Pharisee versus the publican, the Pharisees are the ones walking around righteously, and the publicans are the ones who see themselves as sinners. Those are the ones we end up, praise God, being able to talk to, because they're the ones that are most receptive. There was a middle-aged man, that came by, and I was surprised he wanted a gospel card, and I gave it to him. He walked down the sidewalk a little ways, and he must have listened for about 20 minutes to Brother Jim preaching, and I could see he was nodding his head, and he was definitely listening. So that was some awesome goodness within the bad. And then there's another one I'm going to call a Nicodemus. We were on the end of the festival where people were coming in and out, and it was pretty busy. And I kept seeing this, it was a middle-aged man with a younger man, maybe in his 30s. And they were very interesting characters. They were working for, I think, like a food bank or a food pantry. And they had walked by us several times. The older man would not even look at us or anything. The younger man kept sneaking peeks at us. Well, they walked by several times, and I'd held up my gospel cards, and they didn't take them. Well, next thing you know, the younger one comes running back, and he snuck around the backside of the planter, and he said, "What's that?" And I handed it to him real quick, and I said, "It's a gospel card." He grabbed, he said, "Thank you," and he turned around, and he ran back. Next thing you know, the older guy was looking for the younger guy. So that, I kind of think of him as a Nicodemus, so that was pretty awesome. And that was some good within the bad. Another one is, as we were walking through the festival the first time, there was a man who's a chainsaw carver, and he had a booth set up. He came out, and he was screaming at us. He was really mad. Well, I think maybe an hour or two later, I don't know, I lose track of time, we came back through, and that man, Brother Jim stopped and was preaching in the area. That man came out and stood right behind him with his arms folded, crossed on his chest, like he was pretty angry. And I dug the camera out, and I didn't put it on him yet because he wasn't causing trouble. And I kept it kind of on Brother Jim, and Brother Jim turned around, and he goes, "You know, I just want to tell you something. I used to be a chainsaw carver." And that man's attitude instantly snapped from being angry to where he looked at me and said, "Oh, yeah? Like, really?" Brother Jim told him he repented of it, and he said, not repented of chainsaw carving because it's not sinful. He repented of everything and then became a preacher. He goes, "Can I give you a gospel card?" And the guy took it. It was amazing. Brother Jim and I were just kind of looking at each other like, wow, that was incredible. So that was some awesome goodness within the bad. I'm not done yet. I got a few more. This is just in one day of witnessing. So I'm standing there on the end again. Brother Jim's preaching, and I'm kind of standing off to the side by the crowd holding out the gospel cards. And a young man on a bike, I'm going to assume late teens or so, he was an interesting character that I would say society would probably look down on. He was riding a bike, he had a backpack, he had black glasses on. And he come riding up, he didn't say anything, he held out his hand, I handed him a gospel card, I smiled, he looked at it, he said, "Oh," and he took it, put it in his pocket, and rode off. And I thought that was pretty awesome. So let's see, here's another one. I made some quick notes so I wouldn't forget, because, you know, sometimes you can get swept away in all this, and it's such a blur to us, because sometimes after being out for so long, it takes a couple hours or a couple days for us to digest all this that went on, because it's like a whirlwind. But anyway, oh, my screen went black. Okay, here's another one. This was awesome. So all these people are walking by, and a lot of them are church people. You go through America and you see many, because of certain ages in where we go, you can tell a lot of them are churched people, because by the way they're looking at you, shaking their head, saying, "Yeah, I got it already," and stuff. Well, in amongst a lot of these people were two rough-looking men smoking cigarettes, one with a ponytail, and it surprised me. One of them, he's walking by and he stopped and he's held his hand out for it. He took it. He said, "Thank you." And I smiled. I don't usually say a whole lot. And he walked off. Well, later on, as we were walking through the festival and people were getting really mad at us. In fact, there was a mocker that just got done walking by, and he's yelling something about God, I don't know. And another guy just said some vulgar swear words at us. And these two men walked by, nodded their heads, and smiled at both of us. So that was some good news within the bad. And let's see. Yep. Okay, here's a couple observations. One of them was we handed out quite a few gospel cards, which I was pretty surprised, mostly toward the end. We did a lot of walking, so I can't really hand out a lot while I'm walking, holding my sign and being ready to videotape in case there's an issue. And so at the end, especially at a festival like this, we kind of back off a little bit, because sometimes alcohol starts coming out a little bit early. Not to where it's bad or anything, but we just use wisdom. And a lot of them went out to people who were going into the festival. and it was like maybe a different kind of crowd or something, but I was rejoicing because it was awesome to be able to hand them out. People were saying thank you and smiling. And then here's just one more observation that I noticed, good within the bad. As we walked through this festival several times, and it was like a whole main street was corridored off. It was all shut off. They had booths in there with selling trinkets, and I'm not saying trinkets are bad. I just say trinkets to summarize, you know, cutting boards and windmills and all kinds of stuff. People just, crafts is what it is. So it was like that main street was all cut off for many blocks, and it was crowded, and we would walk down one side and back up the other, and we'd do that every so often. And you know, one thing I noticed, even as the time went on and there was a little bit more drinking going, because we watched for that, nobody was being belligerent or anything, but as soon as we see it start coming out, then we start being more careful. And what I noticed was there was a very popular bar within that festival area, and there was a beer tent within the festival area right by their entertainment stage. So for a while they were just playing music and then they got the entertainment up. I noticed there was all the mockers were outside of the alcohol area. Probably there was drinkers out there too or whatever. And as we were walking through them, people getting mad, telling us to go away, leave us alone. But we stood outside that bar in a big busy area. It wasn't like right outside the bar like we were antagonizing it or anything. We just happened to have a spot right there, and we were standing there, and Brother Jim was preaching. Not one person sitting outside that bar and not one person within that beer tent gave us a nasty look, got mad, said anything. In fact, many of them were sitting there listening. Some were nodding their heads. Some were smiling, kind of like we get that smile of, hey, good job, I couldn't do that, you know, things like that. I found that really interesting. I know the Pharisee and the publican, like we just talked about here, but to see it in real life is something, I'll tell you. And I'm not even going to go into all the bad areas of this. You can see those on the videos and stuff. There was more. I don't even care to discuss them. I wanted to focus on the good within the bad there. So I want to lift you up and let you know, it's good when the preaching is going out. So when you look at the videos, Brother Jim preaching, us holding our gospel signs, handing out cards, that's good within the bad. But a lot of times people just see the bad part of it. And I just want to lift everybody up and say, hey, you know, almost every single time we go out, there's a potential sheep. There's somebody talking, questions, people say thank you. So there's usually, not always, but usually good within the bad when it comes to the people. Now, there's always good within the bad when the preaching's going out. So anyway, so for the sake of me just rambling on, saying the same things over again, I'm going to end this here and say, rejoice, sisters. The word is going out. There are some receptive people out there. And I just wanted to share all these thoughts with you. And I hope it encourages and edifies you all. Okay, love to you all. May God be praised.